Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with you. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just all I am.
Tonight, Minister Charlene, a.k.a. Charlene Blessed Favor. Let's give God some praise because he alone is worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you all the glory, Heavenly Father, God, because you are such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give you some, my God, I just want to give you some praise, Lord, because you brought us, my God, into such a new month, God, where you're turning on the lights and giving us, my God, insight to your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord, listeners. Thank you and welcome to the show tonight. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard for March 5th, 2020, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and oh yes, 9 p.m. for the Eastern Standard Timers. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, to all the listeners that have tuned in tonight. I want to also thank God for this opportunity to be here. I thank God for those that are online and tuned in. And I also thank God for Pastor E for the Now Network and this open door of opportunity to encourage the body of Christ, my God, to do outreach, to, my God, encourage and uplift, and also you know, give a word of encouragement. It's a right now word. Amen. A rhema word. If you've been tagged by me, it is because we all need the prayers of the righteous to avail much on this program and on all programs that go forth to encourage, uplift, and build up the body of Christ, the people of God. Not only that, how many of you out there know that God's word will do the work if you let it? Let me say that again. I said God's work will do the work if you let it. Amen, amen. There's something I put on my post that is going to minister to us as well tonight. If you don't know, now you know. God is definitely speaking in this hour to the self. March 2020 is on the move, and yes, there is a word that will speak to all of us. Make sure to perceive, pick up, grasp, and comprehend what God is speaking in, to, and for your life. No, this is not the time nor season to be discouraged or distracted by self-pity, low self-esteem, being a lover of self, or being selfish, self-exalted, or self-absorbed. The devil is on his devil job, intending to make sure to help coerce you to go after and crave anything that would draw your attention away from God's will for creating you. If you want all God's giving out from his heart this year, have a praying spirit and your Bible's fired up and ready. Let's give God what he's looking for. And yes, Lord, it's go time. Let's get it. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Tonight's message is sick and tired. Sick and tired. And when I began to think about it, you know, I was thinking, I said, maybe someone is thinking, oh, I'm not sick or tired. But there's some meat and substance to this title that I want to bring out tonight. So let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't have all the answers. I do not know it all. Heavenly Father God, there's no one in this earth that could be equal to you. You alone are the Most High God. And Lord, from your heart comes wisdom and instruction. God, from you comes insight and understanding. God, from you, my God, becomes, my God, the recognition are and how you see us and see where you want to take us into a closer walk with you. So, Lord, with that, we say thank you for another precious opportunity to glean and grasp and comprehend what your word is going to speak to each and every one of our hearts tonight. Lord, I'm asking that you will move like you want to move, that I just get out of the way and let your Holy Spirit take its place and have your way. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise. And everyone on the line and on call said amen. Amen. So if you have your Bibles before you, or if you have it on your phone and you can, my God, fire it up, let's go to St. Mark chapter 2. It seems like as soon as I begin to get on the line, my God, the adrenaline of excitement hits me. And that's what you're hearing in my voice. I'm excited to share this word tonight. So I'm going to try to take my time. I'm always saying it. I'm trying to take my time so that I can bring this out. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And it says, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, talking about Jesus. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Verse 5 of Mark chapter 2. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Mark chapter 2, 6 and 7 says, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? Mark chapter 2, verse 8, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your heart? I want to pause right there before I continue on in these passages of scripture in Mark chapter 2. And I want to, my God, extract what God has put in my heart pertaining to being sick and tired. This person, my God, that was sick of the palsy was on a bed, and four of his friends brought him, my God, to come to Jesus to be healed by Jesus. As the story said, it was noise that Jesus was in the house. So all these people came into the house, and they wanted to hear what Jesus was going to be preaching about it. My God, these friends, my God, had a friend that was on the bed sick of the palsy. I want to pause right there. How many of you out there, my God, have been sick of something going on, my God, in your life? Sick and tired. We always heard someone talk about a term and a phrase that says, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? That would be, my God, a phrase that's used when someone says, are you tired of living out there on the street homeless? Are you tired, my God, of going ringing around the rosies and not really accomplishing anything in your life? Are you tired of being stagnant? Are you yet tired, my God, of doing those drugs and drinking that alcohol? And we'll say, oh, well, when they get tired, they'll come into the Lord. When they finally get sick and tired, they'll give up, my God, that addiction. Hallelujah. But these four friends, my God, seeing that this man, their friend, was so sick and, my God, so tired, he was on a bed, my God, of affliction. There was nothing that he could do, my God, for himself. So they knew that Jesus was in the house, and so they, my God, brought the man right where they knew Jesus was at. And they began to tear and uncover the roof, my God, and bring the man's bed down before Jesus. Hallelujah. And what we find out is that, my God, it got the attention of the Lord Jesus. And, my God, it also caught the attention of some scribes that were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. And we find out in Mark chapter 2, verse, they said, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? We have to halt and pause right there because these scribes, I guess they must have missed some kind of, my God, the canon of scripture somewhere where, my God, the word was saying that, my God, God was going to, my God, send a virgin that would have a child that would come and save us from our sin. They didn't realize that king that was coming was, my God, God in flesh. It was Jesus who was in that house preaching. So what we find out, they asked another question in Mark chapter 2, verse 7. They said, who can forgive sins but God only? It seems like they answered the question themselves because only God could forgive sins. That man that was on the bed, sick of the palsy, must have had some sins going on in his life, oh my God, from glory, because Jesus forgave his sin. So we find out Jesus responding to these questioning scribes in Mark chapter 2, verse 8. It says, and immediately, somebody says, and immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit, somebody said, say, when Jesus perceived in his spirit, that they reasoned within themselves, oh, yes, my God, God has been dealing with me about the self this year. We have to be delivered from ourself. I heard somebody say from stinking thinking. We have to deny ourselves is what the message from Jesus is to mankind. But this Bible tells us in this verse, my God, the Bible tells us in this verse that, my God, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they saw reasons within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye, my God, these things in your heart? Jesus realized, my God, that even in themselves, they didn't have the understanding, my God, that Jesus came, my God, to forgive sin. He came to set the captives free. He also has in him the power and the authority to speak, my God, forth a word, my God, that will set the captives free and that can also heal the sick. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 2, verse 9, Jesus is asking those scribes another question. He says, whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? See, Jesus, my God, knew that their hearts were pondering what he was doing when he forgave, my God, this man's sins. Hallelujah. They was wondering who Jesus was. Like, how can he do that? How can he just say your sins are forgiven? This isn't some man just preaching some doctrine. They didn't understand, my God, the power of the Holy Ghost working through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 2, verse 10, Jesus, my God, began to give them, a confirmation of assurance to let them know who he was. He said, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He wanted them to know, my God, just look at the humility of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. He said, the Son of Man. My God, he is God in the flesh, but he, my God, acknowledged himself being the Son of Man. And then he, my God, put a spin on it. He said, have power on earth, my God, to forgive sins. We know that God is the Almighty God, full of power, my God, and authority and might, is a word, and to, my God, perform miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus continues after he said that, he says to the sick of the palsy, Mark chapter 2:11, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Talk about putting some truth out there. Jesus, my God, let them know why he came and what he was going to do and what he was able to do. And he manifested, my God, a miracle right there before their eyes. He, my God, turned from talking to them and began to speak to the man that was sick of the palsy. I want to encourage somebody tonight. If you're sick, my God, there's different types of sicknesses. We're going to shift to this definition of the word sick. Affected by physical or mental illness, sick, ill, unwell, doing poorly, ailing, indisposed, doing bad, out of sorts. You know, like someone would say, they're not oneself. They say that about the people out there talking to themselves. Not oneself, kind of off. Under the weather is what someone would say if they have a cold, like they're feeling kind of crappy. That's what comments people make. You know, when you're feeling nauseous and nauseated and queasy, you know, when you're sick to your stomach and, my God, you feel seasick. Anybody ever been on a boat felt seasick or car sick or air sick? You know, when you feel like you're going to vomit or something like that. It's an unhealthy condition of the body or mind. It's the state of being sick, a specific type of disease or illness, the feeling you have in your stomach. You know, it's just, my God, it just disgusts you because you're feeling sick. Mark chapter 2:12 says, and immediately he arose, took up the bed, the man that was laying on the bed, sick of the palsy, and immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. See, one thing about being sick is that only, my God, there's only, yes, there's doctors and physicians that could give you, my God, medication and my God, they can do operations to try to get to the issue that's causing the disease. But Jesus spoke to, my God, the man and forgave his sins and told him to arise and take up his bed and walk. Jesus performed a miracle, my God, twicefold. One, my God, that the people didn't understand, the scribes didn't understand, my God, that he was going to forgive sins and see this man getting up off of his bed and walking in strength. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 says, and it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? But Mark chapter 2, verse 17, my God says, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them that, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. Oh, my God, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. How many of you know that, my God, sin can cause sickness? Oh, my God, from glory. Sin can cause sickness. One thing I remember telling somebody before, and God, you know, gave me a dream about it before, about the spirit of opposition. Opposition, and my God, it comes to oppose you. It comes to hinder you. It comes to block you. It comes to stop you. It comes to, my God, confront you and challenge you. It comes to, my God, demean you. And my God, it just insult you. And when you get offended, when it gets into your soul, when it hurts you, when it wounds you, when it bruises you, no matter if it happened as a child, no matter if it happened as an adult, but once it gets into your soul and begins to manifest, my God, the emotion, my God, of hurt and loss and pain, the enemy plays on that, and he tries and desires to afflict you. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Sometimes, yes, because we're born in sin, my God, and shaped in iniquity, and we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We don't realize how something can manifest an illness in our body because of unforgiveness, because of bitterness, because of hatred, because of, my God, any type of a negative emotion, my God, that causes great intense hatred or anger. It can cause, my God, a physical ailment to begin to manifest in the body, and sometimes it's not manifest right away. Oh, my God, from glory. But when we ask God, as he begins to show us ourselves and begin to show us our character and these things in us, my God, and he goes deep and shows us where we, my God, haven't forgiven or where we have, my God, held on to an ought that had occurred. Oh, God, have mercy. Some of those people that have done, my God, those things against us, God, have mercy, are dead and gone. But God understands and knows that the wound has happened. The bruise and the attack, my God, made an effect, my God, in the body, in the heart, and has manifested in the body. When we ask God to forgive us for our sins, and we ask God to come in and, my God, to cleanse us and operate on us, my God, we know that he's able to reverse a thing. We know he's able to, my God, perform a miracle. Even sometimes people receive miracles, my God, and then they're so sorry and apologetic because they know they don't deserve it. We know we don't deserve God's goodness. Sometimes God blesses us, and we know we don't deserve God's favor and his blessings in our lives. And he doesn't do it to make us feel shame or guilty. He does it to bring us, oh my God, to repentance. Hallelujah. Some people get a stiff neck and a my God, a hard heart and proud because they feel they have so much, my God, material gain. And God is letting me know to let you know you've missed it. Because arrogance, God is not pleased with arrogance and pompousness and being haughty and high-minded in any type of area of success in our lives. So we have to repent of our sins. He shows us these things about ourselves because it doesn't please him. And we know that God is sovereign because he brings correction. He wants us to be blessed, and he wants us to enjoy the blessings that he brings in our lives. I want to encourage you to let you know that even if you feel tired, God is able to replenish you and give you, my God, revival in your spirit. Tired is in need of sleep or rest or weary. You feel worn out, exhausted, fatigued, or overtired, drowsy. You know, when someone says, I'm spent, they're drained, they feel low, they feel burnt out, they feel bored. My God, they're drained of their strength and energy. They're fatigued and often to the point of exhaustion. They're obviously worn out, like feel like, my God, they're run down. My God, tired. When you're just done dealing with the bothersome nuisances of things and drama that goes on in life, whatever could be causing you to feel you've had enough and you're just tired and done with it. It's like you're done with the pain. You're done with being sad and feeling alone. You're done with, my God, trying to be able to make it through the day without crying. Tired is when you just can't take it and you're literally drained from it all. Anybody ever felt tired? Hallelujah. My God. I want to, my God, let you know there's some things that, my God, God is sick and tired of. Hallelujah. Let's travel over here to Revelation chapter 3. Verse 14 through 17. And it says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Can somebody say sick and tired? Yes, some people are not sick and tired because they're out there still doing evil. They're not sick and tired because they're still doing, my God, ungodly, my God, disrespectful things, my God, against people, against, my God, it's like the dog-eat-dog world. You know, it's me, myself, and I out there. And they're not sick and tired of it. My God, but God gets sick and tired. My God, this is what he's saying. He said in verse 16, so then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. He said, my God, verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. That makes God feel like he wanted to spew you out of his mouth. Because you don't think you need him. You think, my God, you know, people straddle the fence and they're like, well, you know, I believe there's a God, but there's no changes. There's no repentance. There's no conversion. There's no transformation. And God said, continuing on in verse 17, because they said they were, my God, rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. He said, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He was trying to let them know, no. There's something that you don't think you need, but you do need. You need this. Revelation 3:18, he says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. White raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Yes, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. Hallelujah. God was wanting them to see, my God, where they were really poor because they didn't really have, my God, any gold tried in the fire. They didn't really have any testing to overcome anything. They felt like, oh, you know, they got everything easy, easy peasy. I don't need nothing. I'm fine. God said they're naked. He said, you know, if you buy from him, buy from me white raiment, then you will be clothed, that you will be forgiven, your sins will be forgiven, that your nakedness, your shame, and your nakedness won't appear before the God. My God, who loves us, who came to heal us, who came, my God, to restore us back into right relationship with him. He said, anoint thine eyes with eyesalve that thou mayest see. The lukewarm don't impress God because, my God, they're full of themselves. Self. Revelation 3:19, Jesus is saying, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, be in a hurry, therefore, and repent. He said, as many as he loved, he rebuked. He's rebuking and exposing, my God, what is not of his heart for his people. That's not what he wants us to be, lukewarm. He said, I wish you were cold or hot. There's people that will receive God and embrace him. There are those that will reject him and walk away. He understands that. He said, I wish you were one or the other. Hallelujah. I want to go here to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on tonight? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. It says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, my God, I put away childish things. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide is faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. How many of you know that the word tells us, be not weary in well doing, for we shall reap if we faint not? Being tired is another word of saying a person is feeling weary. My God, and when you're feeling sick, oh my God, it's that nauseous, my God, emotion of feeling, my God, so sick, my God, to your core of your gut. It's like, oh, you just can't take it anymore. It's just overwhelming for you. Hallelujah. But God knows that there's some things we've been holding on to, my God, that are in some way of saying it is childish, but not in a childish way of this is saying someone's being someone is disrespecting you, saying you're childish, but it's the way we hold on to things, my God, because of our immaturity, because we don't understand or know, my God, that it's a behavior or a mindset, my God, that God is trying to mature us from. He wants us to grow. He wants us to understand, my God, how to have a closer relationship with him and to see clearly, overcoming ourselves and allowing him to show us our sins and show us how we should look at them. Let's jump and leap to Ezekiel chapter 20. Let's run on over here to Ezekiel chapter 20. There's a few verses here that stood out to me, and I want to read those really. God was talking to the children of Israel, my God, about them, my God, being purged, but this is what encouraged my heart. It says in verse 40, "For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein ye have been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall ye remember your ways and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God." To loathe, he said we would loathe, they would loathe their sins. Loathe is another definition for feeling intense dislike or disgust, to hate, to detest, to abhor, to despise, to dislike, ill feeling, repugnant. You know, like when it's like the yuck factor. You won't love it and you won't like it. To hate something, to feel strong dislike or disgust, to loathe the sin. You know, and I wanted to also speak on and encourage those that are desiring companionship. The Lord put something in my spirit about being sick and tired of feeling like someone is always right, someone always has the answer, someone's this and someone's that. You know, it's like, Lord, what is your will for, my God, those that are desiring companionship, the singles that are desiring companionship? And it's like God put in my heart, it's like there's healings that need to be taking place. I said, Lord, why aren't there any marriages? Why are they so slow and so few in number? Because many of us, my God, have to overcome ourselves. Selfishness, a selfish mindset. My God, things we, my God, end up having because of broken relationships that we had in our past, hurts and wounds that have not yet been healed. My God, and I said, Lord, I don't have the place to speak to the married, but God only knows individuals where, my God, the self has been, my God, not healed. Oh, God, where there's been old hurts and deliverances have not been manifested because of, my God, a lack of, my God, receiving growth and understanding where I'm wrong, my God, what I have to overcome. Many have endured, my God, the heartache of, my God, things that they've had experienced, but God wants to heal and break the shackles and, my God, help us to be able to communicate in a healthy way so that he can make us whole. So he can, my God, add it to our life, my God, that spouse, that relationship that God sees, you know, this heart has been damaged. This heart has been wounded. This heart, my God, has caused a blockage in communication. It's caused, my God, error, my God. And so it's only God who is able to go deep into our hearts. Each compartment, if you can look at, my God, like I was thinking, I said, Lord, like how would I be able to describe it, just compartmentalize old hurts, old wounds, and old bruises, and what happened, person, place, or thing, and compartmentalize that, and wherever it happened in the heart, in the emotions, and in the mind. God is only able to go to these different dynamics of the human, my God, heart and character of how he has created us and bring about a ministry of reconciliation there and a healing and a restoration there. But we have to give God a yes, Lord. We have to say yes to him. Some things my God, may sound repetitive, it's because God is trying to knock on the door of the heart. He sees the callous. He sees the stubbornness. He sees the resistance. He knows why it's there. Sometimes it's not that the person is stubborn. They're stuck. They don't have, my God, the willingness to trust, to know that God is trying to rescue them. It's not an intent to make you feel that you're going to be, my God, a weak, quote-unquote, person, but it's God trying to deliver you so you can be made whole. It's God that wants to deliver me. As I bring these messages out, I have to put that disclaimer out. I'm not exempt from being encouraged by these messages myself because I know that God is delivering me more and more day by day, daily. And to some of us, God has to do miracle-working healing while we're in our comatose sleep because we want to figure out how God is going to work it out, how God is going to turn it around, how God is going to show up and move, and my God, in our lives, the different things we're bringing to him in prayer. God is trying to deal with, my God, the self. And when I say self, he's dealing with the person, the me, myself, and I. He's dealing with you about yourself, about you. And yes, sin, and we say, yes, the devil, because the devil, my God, he's a tempter. So it is his devil desire to even lure you more deeper into the temptation that's already in your members that wants to, my God, lead you astray. My God, so God knows, my God, that we have to fast. You have to put a name on that fast, and, my God, bring it before God in prayer. God, I want to be a better communicator. God, I want to, my God, be submissive. God, I want to be humble. God, I want to be obedient. My God, put that on a fast. Put your plate back. God says these things, this kind, comes not out but by prayer and fasting. And you feel stuck. You feel like you can't get from point A to point B. And you find yourself right back at point A in an area of the mind, in an area of the emotion, because God is trying to, my God, uproot and unstick us from these things that, my God, want to overwhelm us, and, my God, the devil wants us planted, my God, and stagnant and not growing. Hallelujah. Kind of Jesus. But I want to encourage somebody on tonight that there is miracles, signs, and wonders that God would perform within you, within your, my God, innermost part of your existence as a human being. You just need to tell God yes. Oh, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. God just wants to hear you say deep in your soul, yes, God, rescue me. Hallelujah. Rescue me. Hallelujah. Because when you begin to make room for him to come in, my God, then ministry will come forth. God will bring the answer. God will bring the understanding. He'll bring the steps that you need to take to walk you through it so that you can come out on the other side and see what God brought you out of. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you need to glean. Put your heart upon the Lord and set your affection on things above. Because it is the heart of God. It is the heart of God to rescue us. I don't know if you understand. There's so much going on in the world today. And we know that the rapture, we always talk about the rapture could be upon us at any moment, any given time. But do you not know that God wants to do a work within the souls and lives of his people? God wants to rescue us. He wants to also, my God, prepare us to do more evangelism. He wants to prepare us to, my God, do more outreach than we've been doing. But he's trying to reach out to his people. He's trying to do some outreach and evangelism for his own church, for his own bride, for his own sons and daughters. Hallelujah. He sees where we're stuck, saints. He sees where we're going. Ring around the rosy. Somebody would say, you know what? You preach it to the choir. I've already heard it before. I heard that scripture before. I know where you're about to go with this, and I've heard that or I've preached that. The focus is not, my God, going to ring around the rosy. It's like, are you going higher and higher? Are you allowing God to go deeper and deeper, my God, to the core, to the root? Well, what's the real motive, my God, in saying, oh, I've heard that before, and what is this all about? It's all about God trying to reconcile us right back to himself. My God, to have a people that he can say he is their God. Hallelujah. So I'm very humbled, my God, trying to express what God put in my spirit about being delivered from the self this year. That self has so many things going on in it that only God can rescue us from it. My God, he's the only one that could convert us. My God, and it is a process. But even still, to say, God, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of thinking I'm always right when you want to turn on the light and show me where I'm wrong. I'm sick and tired of figuring that thinking I've got all the answers pertaining to this or that because of the experiences I've had. But, Lord God, I lack understanding and wisdom when you want to show me another vantage point to rescue me and to free me up, my God, and bring about a deliverance. Hallelujah. There's more to this thing than just, my God, saying I'm sick and tired. Hallelujah. Are we sick and tired of ourselves? Are we sick and tired, my God, of being stubborn? Are we sick and tired of having a rebellious, my God, characteristic in our nature, in our spirit? Are we sick and tired, my God, of judging people and thinking, my God, that because of what they have and what they don't have, they're either closer to God or not closer to God because of what we think, what we look at them? Hallelujah. God, but help us, my God, to be careful and mindful to understand what God is sick and tired of. God is sick and tired of us, my God, fasting and praying and coming out the same way. He's sick and tired of us, my God, pushing our plate back, my God, and going right back to things, my God, and we're doing it for the wrong reason. The reason that God has called fast, to loose the bands of wickedness, to set the captives free, my God, to open the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying everybody on here is not fasting the right way, but there's levels to this thing, my God, of fasting and praying because we're getting closer and closer to the heart of God. We're getting closer and closer to the mind of God. Hallelujah. That he feels that he can trust us to say, yes, now I want to operate on you in this area of your life, in this part of your character, in this part of your demeanor. My God, many people would say, you know, that ministered to me because of this, because of that. But God wants it to break us. He wants it to deliver us. He wants, my God, it to change us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can give a comment left and right, but are we being converted? Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you for this word right here, right now, oh God. Hallelujah. Because it is about, my God, being sick and tired of the things that God is sick and tired of. When we fast and pray, God, show me as I'm fasting and praying what you're sick and tired of with me. Hallelujah. Show me as I'm fasting and praying, my God, what you're sick and tired of, oh God, that you want me to overcome and grow, my God, to be victorious. Hallelujah. He's sick and tired of feeling like we're a failure. He's sick and tired of feeling overcome and overwhelmed. He's sick and tired of us feeling, my God, the emotions of feeling depressed. And my God, he's sick and tired of, my God, the enemy trying to make us feel that we can't overcome and we can't be victorious because he sends his demons and his imps, my God, to try to distract, my God. God is sick and tired, oh God, of the sins of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. God is sick and tired of it. Hallelujah. He's sick and tired of us, my God, giving him, saying things we're saying out of our heart to him, my God, out of our mouth to him, and our hearts are far from him. Hallelujah. God is watching. God is looking. God is listening. God is hearing. It's like, God, what is it that you want to see us victorious in? Help us to see it and do it, my God, your way. We have not arrived. We're going through processes of elimination, my God, and addition. Hallelujah. So, God, when you flip it over to the other side, God, my God, when you, my God, feel refreshed and when you're smelling on us, oh God, because you're pleased, Lord, help us, oh God, my God, to not make you ashamed, oh God, but to represent you well. Hallelujah. Because we know where you brought us from. Hallelujah. And where you're taking us. Hallelujah. My God, duration, to revival, to replenish us, to renew us, to strengthen us, to build us up, to encourage us, to uplift us. Hallelujah. That you will be exalted in us. Hallelujah. As the Lord our God. If there's anyone that want to call in on the line, you're welcome to call in on the line. If this message has blessed you, amen to God. I want to go into prayer and pray about the heart and mind and emotions that are sick and tired. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, people wouldn't want to say they're schizophrenic. People wouldn't want to testify they're bipolar. God, would you see those diseases in the mind? God, those minds, if they feel that they're going crazy, they're about to snap, crackle, or pop because they're going through so much
in their life. They don't see no way out. And those that are out on the street, my God, talking to themselves because of things that happened to them, and no medication, my God, is helping them. As a matter of fact, manifesting other diseases that they're dealing with, oh God. So, Lord, we're asking for your divine, my God, healing, my God, miraculous power, oh God, concerning the minds that are sick and that are tired, my God. Lord, we're asking, God, for miracle working power to go out to those streets where the homeless are, my God, and begin to do a miraculous healing in those minds out there, oh God, my God, that no psychiatrist can get to them, no psychologist can get to them, because, Lord, some of them say they're gone, they're far gone, but God, you know how, my God, to clothe them, my God, and tell them in their right mind. So, God, and spiritually, God, we pray for those that are dealing with, my God, emotional things and, my God, how it's affecting their mind, God. How, oh, God, they don't understand, Lord God, why me and, oh, God, as they're trying to press on, go forward in their life, Lord God. And, my God, the devil and every spirit, oh, God, that the enemy wants to send out against them to sabotage their growth, to hinder them, to hold them back, my God, to try to block them and stop them. And some have been hurt and wounded, my God, they don't know what to do. And the enemy wants to distract them and make them feel like, oh, God, there's, you know, what's the use, oh God? God, but I'm asking, God, you would intervene, Lord God. You would develop them, oh God. You would minister to them, Lord God. You send the help, oh God. You send the mentors, Father. You send those, Lord God, that have the wherewithal, God, to minister and feed the hungry souls, Lord God, that feel sick and tired, overwhelmed and overcome, rejected and dejected, God, like nobody wants to be bothered with them, Lord. But God, you have a call and a purpose and a plan for their lives, God, the fivefold, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, God. Lord, you know those that are sick and tired, feel like, oh, God, they're not being, my God, effective. God, but it's not about what they feel in their emotions. It's that, Lord, God, that they be focused, God, to do your will, God, that what you put on them to do, God. Lord, God, help them to have a heart of, my God, expectation to know that you've called them, my God, to the fivefold, God, to do and to speak, God, what you put in them to do and to speak, oh, God. Hallelujah. God, I pray, oh, God, those that have been discouraged, oh, God, oh, God, because of the years of serving in the vineyard, Lord God, and they may feel like they haven't seen no productivity. They don't see a lot of fruit, a manifestation of their labor, God. Remove discouragement when they feel sick and tired. Rebuke the devil that makes them feel like they're not doing as good as another ministry because of maybe one this way and theirs is still growing, Lord. My God, for glory. Because, Lord, when you have your hand on their lives, Lord God, oh, God, you said in your word, where two or three get together in your name, you'll be there in the midst. You are the one, who, my God, who can manifest a growth, Lord God, and my God, increase in their lives and in their ministry, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So I pray, God, you would just lift up, oh, God, and rebuke the spirit of suicide, of discouragement, of sadness, of loneliness, Lord God, wherever it's at, Lord God, as our eyes are on you, Lord, as we look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God. It is a vexing spirit, Lord God, that wants to make someone feel like someone has to come back and rebuttal what someone is saying, like they want to hate on them and have a comeback and a comment because they didn't come up with the idea. They didn't come up with the, oh, my God, you know, the manifestation of how they want to do their ministry, God. Hallelujah. But, God, you give God ideas, Lord God. You give God insight, Lord Jesus, to give, my God, to help them to, my God, do the ministry of reconciliation that you put in their hearts, Father. None of us have arrived, God, but we need you to replenish us. We need you to strengthen us. We need you, God, to help us to receive, my God, your ministry of reconciliation through the men and women of God you have anointed in this hour, God, to preach, my God, from your word, Lord God, my God, that it will make sense, it will have clarity, oh God. My God, we will be able to grasp the understanding and the wisdom from it, oh God. Hallelujah. That we won't have itching ears to hear what we want to hear, God, but to hear what thus saith the Lord, thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to know that you're with us, God, that you didn't bring us this far to drop us off. You didn't bring us this far to leave us. Lord, you're the one that says you got one more in you. You got more in you. You got more in you. You have caused us to hope. You have put in us expectation that growth is coming, that increase is coming, that blessings are coming. You have put it in our hearts, Lord, to have a joy and an excitement that, God, that what's on the horizon, my God, is on the way, Lord God. And some things you've already manifested and some things you're yet to manifest, Lord God. So help us, Lord, to stay focused, oh God, to know that, Lord, it's all because of you. Your hands are filled with good. It's your compassion upon us. It's your pity upon us. It's your pleasure, oh God, to give us the kingdom. It's your will, Lord God, hallelujah, that we, my God, or go out as ambassadors, oh God, hallelujah, compelling men everywhere, my God, to repent, Lord God, as we, my God, repent and know that you are for us, Father. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Lord, we're so grateful and thankful for you. We're so thankful that you left this word for us to grow and learn by. Bless each and every one of the listeners that are on the line, that are on the call, sick and tired. God, we lift our hands up and say, Lord, do your work. Have your way. Because, Lord, we know you don't want us sick or tired, because you want us healed and whole. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise. And everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. If there's anybody on the call tonight, the lines are open.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. If there is somebody on the call that wants to chime in and to comment on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene, dial one now. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Awesome word. Way to bring it. Way to deliver it, and way to give it to us that we can leave here with something to go deeper in tonight. I have notes that I'm ready to go higher in, and you lit the fire, so God bless you. This is the season of fresh fire. Come on, somebody else dial one, get in the conversation tonight. I see many of our covenant partners on the line. I see many numbers I don't know on the line, but feel free now to dial one. We have several minutes left before we end this broadcast here this evening. So how's it going, woman of God? Awesome, as I said, awesome word, and we always look forward to the first Thursday. You always kick Women Speak Now off in such an awesome way that you motivate the others. I've heard them say offline on how they got to keep it up because that first Thursday is always on fire. So bless you.
Amen, amen. You know,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you know, I'm always like asking God for a fresh word and how he wants me to bring it out and what is it that he wants, you know, what's the substance of it so that he can be glorified. Because, you know, I go back and I hear the replay sometimes and I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, thank you, because, you know, we don't really get to testify too much ourselves when we're on the call because we're bringing the word. But I've been sick and tired.
Yeah.
I've been sick and tired.
So you said that, I was like, uh-oh, sick and tired of being sick and tired. Come on, push it.
Yeah, sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because, see, sometimes, you know, being called, you know, the calling of evangelism was in my spirit a long time ago, but I didn't know really where God was going to take me with that. But the vision was there was going to be droves and droves of people in front of me, and I was preaching, and I was sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But God put a spin on it because you just tell a vision like a vision. I don't know if it's going to actually manifest it. I'm going to be in other countries. There's going to be droves of people in front of me, and I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know if that's going to actually be a manifestation, but it's happening right now. It's happening
it
right
is.
Now because God, you can reach a drove of people just through this avenue of the Now Network.
I can tell you the statistics. That it ranges to about 100 to 300 people, depending. And that's the range that we stay at. Online, you can't really bounce it. And I think we get a lot more replays online. So you would think, you know, somewhere steady 200 to 300 people. But those are the people who are commenting and reacting, and it's giving a feed in. There's many more that are listening that aren't even – they just listen – and don't recognize it. So this avenue right here that God has given us, that every time we speak a word, it's being spoke to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even look at the numbers, because if I looked at the numbers, Minister Charlene, I'd have quit a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk, you know, I'd have quit a long time ago.
Yeah, there was a pastor that came, I believe it was from Ghana, and he said, he used to make everybody laugh. He used to say, I've come 3,000 miles to tell you that God loves you. You know, he said, I've come 3,000 miles to tell you. He talked about snakes on the plane, how the higher you go up, the snakes, they can't take high altitude. And they died. The people didn't know there were snakes on the plane because it was a crate that had snakes on the plane, and so the people were screaming. So the pilot started taking the plane higher. And as he took it higher, the snakes couldn't take it, so they just died.
Right.
So he said, I came all the way from Ghana to tell you that God loves you. That if God takes us higher, no matter what it feels like to the heart, you may not feel like you're making an impact. It's not about the ego. The ego would be like, okay, well, you know, I'm prophetess so and so, I'm evangelist so and so, I'm this. And God's like, yeah, that's the ego that wants to feel like it's not getting any quote unquote gratification of being, you know, praised or something because of who that title says this person is. But God's
right,
like, no, what
right.
I've called you to do, what I've called you to do is make a dent in hell. What I've called you to do is to reach souls for my kingdom. So if you reach one, that man said he came from Ghana. It was just one sin. Look at all the ones that heard that message. Now, God, let me mention it here. And look at those that are shared with somebody else. The higher you go,
That's right. You never know. You never know how far it go. If we keep talking the word, it's gonna spread and it's gonna go forward. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Don't you know that you can't be drawn if you can't hear?
Amen.
That's gonna catch up to somebody. All right. Well, it looks like everybody is kind of probably doing some multitasking tonight, and we're not gonna go in the season of throwing you under the bus until. May. May is going to be the month of throw you under the bus here on the network. You know I know you. You know you're part of the covenant. You will get thrown under the bus, but we're going to let that marinate itself in. Woman of God, God bless you again. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your diligence in doing what God has called you to do. Come on, pray us out of here. Or
Amen.
Anything, any announcements you need us to know about. But then after that, pray us out of here.
Amen. I know the best is yet to come, and God is up to something good, and he's going to do some great things in the area
yes.
of soul winning. And it's just a matter of, you know, I have my business plan. I'm writing out my business plan. I'm like, Lord, okay, whatever you're going to do with this, still early in the year, I got to write it out. I got to make the vision plain. I got to write it out. So amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. It's ironic.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
ironic you mentioned that, because we have launched our entrepreneurial training. Starting a business with no money, and we also
mm-hmm.
are doing some other things as far as helping some people to get their stuff in order with some of the knowledge that we do have. So you need help out there with your business, give us a call. You want to be mentored and want to be guided in the right direction, come on, get in touch with Pastor E at P2P, and you know my number, or you can get in touch with me on Facebook or any other ways there. If you're in the Los Angeles area, Friday night is Friday Night Live here at the Now Network P2P offices, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, 7 p.m. Friday Night Live, every 2 weeks. So it's this week, then it'll be the following week. I think we get 2 weeks every month until the Lord says difference. Come on out and join us. We're going to have a great time with the fellowship and see God doing. And then on Palm Sunday, if you're in the Los Angeles area, come out and be a part of Fresh Fire 2020 at Greater Progressive. That is 9220 South Broadway. I don't know what God is doing about Broadway, but this is the third time I preached this Fresh Fire Revival on the same street in different locations.
Wow.
We're believing every month we're going to be somewhere. We'll come to you, set up a park, get a microphone. We'll make it happen, but we are going forward. Come on out and join us for that. That flyer is on Facebook also. Woman of God, God bless you again. Pray us out of here.
Amen. Confession is good for the soul. So, God, help us to confess where we're sick and tired, God, so that you can come in and heal us and comfort us and set us free, God, so that we can grow and bear fruit and be Let the fruit multiply, God, to your pleasure, God, to your expectation, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless each and every one that tuned in tonight, God. Lord, you know where we are in our walk with you, God, and you know where you're taking us, oh, God. Thank you for making the comfortable uncomfortable. Thank you for making, my God, your word clear, God, to speak to us in this now season, God, that there's more coming, there's great coming. And Lord, we're honored to give you the glory, that you're the source of our supply. You're our provider. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise with thanksgiving. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I'm going to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I
that
I
can.
Forever, I'm going to need your
okay.
help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody went in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God save me. You know what I'm saying? High out your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.